growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't they hear you?
You can do it if you try. Mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Over the past few weeks here on Sunday Street, we've been playing various tracks from a new multi-disc set of recordings by the late Stan Rogers. It's called Songs of a Lifetime, and one of the discs in the set is titled From Coffee House to Concert Hall. Essentially, what that is a collection of odds and ends from Stan Rogers' recording career, his rather short-lived, sadly, recording career, songs that never made it onto any of his studio albums. And I want to share with you this morning one called Straight and True. There's a backstory to this song. Stan Rogers was in New York. He was being courted by the Vanguard record label in 1974. And according to the notes in the booklet accompanying the recording, the song came out of a small head-clearing walk that Stan took in the midst of the dizzying prospects that were being placed before him by Vanguard Records. Out of the blue came the smell of salt water and clam flats right in the middle of New York City. Stan was reminded of home and the reasons he got into music in the first place, and weighed those feelings against the frustration of dealing with a record label already beginning to dictate his image. And he basically walked away from the Big Apple. This is the recording. It comes from a cassette, actually, because the master tape has long since disappeared. But it certainly shares with you Stan Rogers' decision to stay away from major label success. Here's Stan Rogers in Straight and True on Sunday Street.
Lincoln Center, a freak of weather brought a taste of sea. And I was back in Nova Scotia, and all my friends were there with me. And they were drinking Diamond, singing Carter, and passing them from mouth to mouth. It sounded like goodbye, and I knew that I was headed south, the bitter south. Songs are bitching or some Hank Williams blues, and I can hear my cousins' voices singing the very best that they can do. And it doesn't matter what we're drinking, the ocean brings the flavor through. And if none of this is fancy, the love is always straight and true, straight and true. There's something about it, I can't live without the coast. The rhythmic ocean, the clean, wholesome motion of most of my friends there, swaying by the trees, singing of the sea. Now, city streets, they can't hold me when I'm most alone. Going on. I think I'm ready, my hands are steady, though that's something I've not always known. And even if the West rejects me, there's some place I hold for my own. And I soon will be there, do
I love it? Yes, I guess that you could say I do. 'Cause I'll be picking with my people where the music's always straight and true, straight and true. There's something about it, I can't live without the coast. The rhythmic ocean, the clean, wholesome motion of most of my friends there, swaying by the trees, singing of the sea now. City streets, they can't hold me when I'm most alone. I'm going on home. It's blackfish at play in Hermitage Bay, from push through across to Wass Island. They broach and they spout and they lift their flukes out and they wave to a town that is dying. Now it's many's the boat that has plied on the foam, hauling away, hauling away. But there's many more fellas been leaving their home, where the waves make free in the harbor. It's a portage in Maine. You'll see them again on their way to the hills of Alberta. With lopsided grins, they waggle their chins and they brag of the wage they'll be earning. Then it's quick, pull the string, boys, and get the tool out. Haul it away, haul it away. But just 2 years ago you could hear the same shout where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor. The blackfish are sporting again. Free in the harbor. Untroubled by comings and goings of men who once did pursue them as oil from the sea. Hauling away, hauling away. Now they're Calgary roughnecks from Hermitage Bay, where the whales make free in the harbor. It's a living they've found deep in the ground, and if there's doubts, it's best they ignore them, nor think on the bones, the crosses and stones of their fathers that came there before them. In the taverns of Edmonton, fishermen shout, haul it away, haul it away. They're left 300 years buried up by the bay, where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor. The blackfish are sporting again. Free in the harbor. Untroubled by comings and goings of men who once did pursue them as oil from the sea. Hauling away, hauling away. Now the Calgary roughnecks from Hermitage Bay, where the whales make free in the harbor. Free in the harbor again.
Come all ye lads, draw near to me, that I be not forsaken. This day is lost, the genie see, and my living has been taken. I go to sea no more. We set out that day in bright sunrise, the same as any other. My son and I and old John Price in the boat named for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. It's well you know what the fishing has been, scarce and hard and cruel. But that day, by God, we sure caught cod, and we sang and laughed like fools. I'll go to sea no more. I'll never know just what we struck, but strike we did like thunder. John Price cried out, pitched overside, and forever he's gone under. I'll go to sea no more. Found from bow to hole, no rock it was that got her, but what I found made my heart stop cold, for every seam poured water. I'll go to sea no more. By God, I cried as she went down, that boat was like no other. My father built her, I was 9, and named her for my mother. I'll go to sea no more. Sure I could have another maid in a boat shop down in Dover, but I would not love the keel they lay like the one the waves roll over. I'll go to sea no more.
On the molly me, the time time I spent one summer past turned into 50 years. And the sound she made as she broke the waves still rings within my ears. She was passing me when I was 23. Captain Mills went round the bend. He saw a forerunner on the dock one night, never sailed again. Superstition be damned, I sailed to proud fair maiden of the sea. There was never another like her, no one for her but me. I saw the time with me in my prime, no man could be my equal. Through the eye of a needle I'd sail her any day. When I grew older I couldn't hold her, my courage slipped away. So they put a young boy from Cancel at the wheel of the Molly Mae. And the years went by and the tales ran high, the catches we brought in. There were times I thought we'd sink her, but her spirit would not give in. Words are spoken, souls are broken, and the bottle shattered mine. I could see that she'd outlive me, and not win the war of time. I saw the days of medieval waves, no man could be my equal. Through the eye of a needle I'd sail her any day. When I grew older I couldn't hold her, my courage slipped away. So they put a young boy from Cancel at the wheel of the Molly Mae. Never seen the likes of the southeast wind and waves. At harbour mouth he drifted south right into Lighthouse Rock, and he smashed her keel and he laid her low as I watched there from the dock. But I saw the time with me in my prime, no man can be my equal. Through the eye of a needle I'd sail her any day. But when I grew older I couldn't hold her, my courage slipped away. So they put a young boy from Cancel at the wheel of the Molly Mae. And there'll never be another the likes of the Molly Mae.
Western Island, as far as a man can walk is my land. Cleared 10 acres and a house I built into the side of a hill. One cow and a lean-to byre, a spring close by and the driftwood fire. Clear view of a setting sun and a 12-gauge hammer gun. I keep sheep, I fish deep water and a high-bowed boat called the Neptune's Daughter. She will ride any western gale, carrying a stack of sails. Some nights when the bright lights flicker, I sail to the mainland for my liquor. Haven't got a woman to call my own, but I
whenever we wake up alone. I'm on knees to feel the ground and the wind to tell him the world spins round, to watch the stars and taste the sea, and a woman to keep him free. Came to a western island as far as a man can walk as my land. Cleared 10 acres and a house I built into the side of a hill. I came to a western island as far as a man can walk as my land. Cleared 10 acres and a house I built into the side of a hill.
On Sunday Street at WUSB, we started off with some songs written by Stan Rogers, two of them recorded by Stan Rogers, the first of them being Straight and True. I gave you the background to that song, but what I didn't mention is it was a demo that Stan Rogers recorded at Daniel Lanois' first studio. Lanois, of course, subsequently the world-famous producer of bands like U2 and artists like Bob Dylan. Stan Rogers recorded that at Daniel Lanois' first studio, which was in the basement of Lanois' parents' home. Straight and True from Stan Rogers, followed by another Stan Rogers song from that new multi-disc set, Songs of a Lifetime, a live version of Free in the Harbor from 1982, and a band from Scotland who will be coming to our Sunday Street series a week from today. They are now in their 56th year of performing, the Tannehill Weavers, and Stan Rogers, the Genie C. We have tickets available for next Sunday's Sunday Street show at sundaystreet.org. We hope you join us for this legendary group from Scotland. And also from Scotland, working on becoming a legendary group, the Paul McKenna Band, and J.P. Cormier's The Molly May from a 2019 recording, and from a new EP from the Paul McKenna Band, Western Island. More music in just a moment on Sunday Street, but a reminder that we are in the midst of our spring radiothon, and we await your call to 631-632-6901 to make a pledge of support to WUSB. You can also do that by going to the website, and that is WUSB.FM. Either way, we hope to hear from you. Back to the Attention Seekers, who we played a little earlier. Alan Fish, who is the main man behind the Attention Seekers, wrote this song about one of the members of a covers band in which he played guitar quite some time ago. Here are the Attention Seekers, and Here Comes Trouble on Sunday Street.
Here comes trouble, I must be seeing double. He's gotta be twice my size. He's looking for a fight, he's got me in his sights. There's murder in his eyes. I knew this day would come, I knew it all along. This day it follows night. They say the devil sets the price when it comes to sin and vice, and I'd be playing with dynamite. She had the look of the city, she was drunk. Turn, fingers burned, troubles heading my way. weak and I'm easily led. But with just one look, she had me hooked. I should have walked away instead. He said, son, you must be joking. The time has gone for talking and there's nothing you can do or say. 12 votes cast, sentence passed, and this is your judgment day. Twice my size. He's looking for a fight. He's got me in his sight. There's murder in his eyes.
You can hire and fire, wheel and deal. Run your streets with a fist of steel, butcher, small potatoes, stringing nickel and dime, nickel and dime, small potatoes, small potatoes. You can raise an army, own a town, be the rent collector, come around. Nickel and dime, nickel and dime, small potatoes, small time. You take your leave of reality. You have to believe your own publicity. Hardy Albert Hall, make like Humpty Dumpty and look down on it all. With your small potatoes, stringy nickel and dime, nickel and dime, small potatoes, small time.
the hour is late. No turning back the hand of fate. The world's gone mad, it's come unglued. The midnight deal is made, here comes the blues. Here comes the blues. Here comes the blues. Here comes the blue. Here comes the blue. No place to run, no place to hide, no way to cross this great divide. Out in the street, what's the news? Everybody's saying, here comes the blues. 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 Here comes the blues.
Walking home, boot heels on cobblestones. You mind how you go down on the London road? When the hour is late and you're at King's Cross, empty lights on midnight frost, another night of three below, down on the London Road, down on the London Road, down on the London Road, down on the London Road. You mind how you go down on the London Road. Late and you're out of time. You can't spend gold from neon signs. Some things can't be bought or sold down on the London Road. When the hour is late in Shadow Town and everything is closing down, where do the angels go? Down on the London Road. Down on the London Road. Down on the London Road. Down London Road, you mind how you go down on the London Road. Down on the London Road. Down on the London Road. Down on the London Road, you mind how you go down on the London.
I just laugh to myself and move on.
The Attention Seekers, with the vocals by Sam Blewett at the top of that set. And Here Comes Trouble, Mark Knopfler's, and a track that didn't make it to his Rag Picker's Dream album from 2002, but did appear as the B-side of a single, Small Potatoes. And Brooks Williams, who is coming to the Sunday Street series on November 10th. Here Comes the Blues, and from his new Diamond Days album, London Road. And Richard Thompson, Walking the Long Miles Home, from the Mock Tutor album. Waiting to hear from you this morning during our spring radiothon. The phone number, 631-632-6901. And the website, WUSB.FM. Either of those options will work fine for making a pledge of support, but we do need to hear from you. 631-632-6901 or WUSB.FM. Just heard Richard Thompson from the Mock Tutor album from quite some time ago. He's got a new album called Ship to Shore that will appear at the end of May. And from that forthcoming Richard Thompson album, this is called Freeze.
Another day without a dream, without a hope, without a scheme. Another day to find you crawling on your knees. Your face up to the sun, you blow a kiss to kingdom come, you say goodbye to everyone and then you freeze. What if you left, this all had changed, full of the wonderful and strange. You run with all the chasing rabbits into holes. Your life was narrow, it was mean, now it's a technical dream. Rainbows in your hair and sparks fly up your souls.
I got no time to pack and I've got nothing to wear. Here come the people in gray to take me away. Me and the baby gonna get out of train that's gonna take us away. I'm gonna live in a tent, we gonna be no more rain. Buy me a gun to keep the policeman away. I'm gonna pass me a brand new revolution. Gonna find me a one-man revolution somewhere. Gonna meet those people in gray. But here come the people in gray to take me away.
Richard Thompson at the top of that set, and Freeze from a forthcoming album, Ship to Shore, and then Richard Thompson with a Kinks song with an Eastern influence, one of the first songs that kind of qualifies as what was called Raga Rock with Indian Raga sounds, See My Friends, and Savoy, and a version of the Kinks' Waterloo Sunset, and the Kinks from their 1971 album, Muswell Hillbillies, and Here Come the People in Gray, waiting to hear from you. In our spring radiothon, phone number here, 631-632-6901, or go right to the website to make a pledge of support, and that website is wusb.fm.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available.